Epilogue. Terra, the Imperial Palace. The Monitus was a large, semicircular hall at the top of the Stilicho Tower. Its huge arcing balcony looked out towards the dome of the Great Chamber. Standing sentry on massive plinths every 5 meters along the balcony were monolithic granite statues representing each of the original Loyalist legions of the Space Marines. Each plinth held two statues, one facing towards the Great Chamber, the other casting a cold gaze down to the floor of the hall. The Monitus was the promise and reminder of vigilance. It was an unforgiving space. The High Lords rarely set foot in it. Valifor of the Blood Angels, Macrinus of the Ultramarines, Asger of the Space Wolves, and Adnarchiel of the Dark Angels were already there when Corland arrived. The statues were 3 times larger than life, but the presence of the living Adeptus Astartes filled the hall. If the 4 commanders had been speaking before, they were silent now and standing with some distance between them. Their faces were cold when they saw Corland, and he knew the struggle he would have faced had he attempted to lead the expedition to Ullinor. Corland walked to the centre of the Monitus. "Brothers," he said, "I thank you for answering Terra's call." Then he waited. Behind came heavy footsteps. Vulcan entered the chamber. The change came over the faces of the other Space Marines. Corland saw in them the disbelieving awe he had experienced on Caldera. As one, they dropped to a knee and bowed their heads before the Primarch.
"Rise, brothers," Vulcan said.
He strode between them to the edge of the balcony. He looked at the Great Chamber. He was silent for a full minute. Then, his voice redolent with judgment, he said,
"I will meet the High Lords here."
"This is a coup,"
Tobris Eckarth complained. Thangarich listened to the master at the Administratum's whine as the council made its way up the long spiral staircase leading to the Monitus. No one else spoke. They let Eckarth bluster.
"Corland ousts Lord Udo," Eckarth continued. "He reforms a coherent legion. He summons reinforcements to Terra, then a figurehead. Then we are summoned to attend on the Astartes as though we were serfs. The Primarch will not even deign to set foot in the Grand Chamber. And he makes us wait a full day before seeing us. A day! Don't you see the pattern? Don't you see what is happening? Corland has returned a conqueror, and we are the conquered."
Thangarich thought the man was on the verge of sobbing. He was desperate for an ally, for even one other High Lord to confirm his thinking. At the top of the stairs in the antechamber to the Monitus, Eckarth jerked his head back and forth like a bird, pleading with his eyes. He found silence. He paled.
"You're more and less alone than you think," Thangarich was tempted to tell him. "No one is contradicting you. They agree with you, but they won't take the risk of saying so."
They entered the Monitus. When he saw the towering figure who awaited them, Thangarich had to stifle a gasp of awe and hope. The silence of the rest of the council took on a different cast. They were struck dumb, and they were terrified. Vulcan was flanked by Corland and the representatives of the 4 chapters. The Primarch had his arms folded. His eyes were stony. Far below, in the streets and the squares and the chapels of the Imperial Palace, the people were celebrating the triumph of Caldera, the first true victory of the war, the first real sign of hope. But the sounds of rejoicing did not reach this high. There was only more and more and more silence. And something worse. Judgment. Ecclesiarch Mesrin cleared his throat. He tried to speak.
"Lord Vulcan," he croaked, "we honour your..."
"I have spoken with Chapter Master Corland," the Primarch said.
Mesrin froze, jaw hanging open.
"I have spent a day and a night in contemplation of the words and deeds of the High Lords," Vulcan continued. "You should give thanks for the orcs and for the threat they represent."
He spoke calmly and with infinite disgust.
"If not for the need of unity, I would kill you all myself.
Strike, Bangorich wanted to say. Strike now, purge the rot and make something new. That is something a legend can do.
He said nothing. Vulcan spoke again.
We make ready for Ulanor. You will do your duty in the preparations.
And Vangarich sighed. The moment had passed. The High Lords were terrified, but they were calculating again. Each faction had tried to use Corlan to its ends. Now an even greater power had arrived, and the game resumed. Even with the stakes higher than ever, the game went on. Petty beasts snapped at each other, while on Ulanor, the great beast awaited.